Hi.
Waiting for tea.
Waiting to Hello. Hi. Anita, can you just, for me, I noticed when on last week's, when I shake my leg, everything shakes, and you can see that I'm shaking my leg. So just, I don't do it when I'm nervous, I just do it nonstop. So just, if you see me doing this, can you say stop?
Yeah, I'll do that.
So off put, and I was watching, thinking, why am I going up and down like that? And
have you got restless leg syndrome?
I think so. Yeah. I just honestly, like now, I'm having, especially now I'm thinking about it, it's going to be hard. But yeah, just if I move, tell me to stop, please. Because
my son has it when he goes to sleep and he kicks you in the face. He's just like,
yeah, I move my legs. I move my legs when I'm in bed as well.
Yeah, so you've got restless leg syndrome. I don't know, there's some stuff you can take for it, but it doesn't really make much difference. It's fine, but it's just annoying when you do stuff like this. All right, cool. What are we talking about today?
Well, there was the big awards last week.
Yeah, there's another award. So you're going to have to explain this to me. I've put awards here. Explain what it is, because I get so confused with so many awards that you do and do win and don't win, because you win everything.
Because this one was, this is the Women in Protection Cover Awards, which are like a big one, and it's like a really nice event, and everyone who's there is like, I feel as if it's very supportive, shall we say. Community there. And last year it was the one where I got off the flight from Australia and got the train straight to London.
Yes.
I got off the flight at 10 o'clock in the morning, got the train at 12, was in London for 4 and at the event at 6. And I was literally like, I'm not joking, it was joke, because I was on Guardian's table last year and I was on this year, and I was saying, to them, I cannot. Last year, literally, they were having to feed me Skittles and bread and stuff because I was out. I just kept like doing this all the time, and I was waiting for my award like this. And there's a video of me, and I'm like this, and I'm looking. I was watching it the other day. I was thinking, Jesus, I literally look off my head. Like I look like I'm not even in this planet. I'm like that. And I remember once the award finished, I was like, I'm really sorry, but can I go home? Like, I need to go home. And I can't even remember getting home. You know, when you're that tired that you can't, you're delirious.
And that was in London, yeah? So you had to get back home?
Or I went to Ajax. So, but then, yeah, so then last year I won Rising Star. And this year I was up for Inspirational Leader of the Year, which I was over the moon to be even shortlisted for that, because that's like a big thing. I didn't win that one. And then I won Advisor of the Year. Which is just meant, because it's not like when you see some things where, like, for example, the ones I won the other week, the three, the Right Mortgage, so I won Firm of the Year, Advisor of the Year, Insurance Specialist of the Year, I think it was. Like, they're amazing and they're brilliant and I love them, but that's just within my network. So it's just in my network, whereas these are outside of the network. They're nothing to do with where I work. It's literally, it's whole of the UK.
Yeah, it's outside. So it's, as you say, because there's a problem with the network ones. Again, they're great fun, but I obviously work with lots of people in different networks. And most of the time people are completely oblivious to who the other person is outside of it. You know, so in the networks, it's a big deal, but outside of the networks, no one cares. But the ones that you're in, it's quite exciting, because they're like ones that everyone knows. Because I was watching it, that's the issue with doing what I do, is like whenever things are these type of things happen, like my social media just gets taken over. I'm sure yours is the same. Like whenever the awards, I just keep looking at stories on Instagram, and it's like, this person's there, this person's there, this person's there, this person. I'm like, okay, so it's a big event. I'm sat in my shade.
Some people don't like them, or don't like, I think they're a waste of time. And I mean, I don't think you directly, it's not like you're going to gain clients from it, which some people obviously don't want to do, because I don't think it's going to gain clients. But for me, it's more the being recognised for the work you're doing with clients, and like for the effort you're putting in. And I think for any client looking at that from an outside point of view, if you've got, you know, awards coming out of your ass, then you're obviously, you must be good at what you do.
Absolutely. I think it's also, for someone like you as well, it's really nice to... you're an outlier. I was saying this, literally talking about this yesterday, about you to one of my neighbours. He literally lives down the road. He's a mortgage broker, and he is a friend as well, from a childhood friend. But we're just saying that, saying like with what you did and how you started and all of the stuff, like the recognition is very important, because you've done something that, like, there wasn't anyone doing it before. So you need the recognition, because if there's no recognition, then it's not validating that it actually worked. Even though we know my work, and you're, but like in an industry, because you did social media, you are literally the first influencer of insurance. You know, you really are. But there isn't really anyone else out there that's cracked it the way that you have. And so the rewards, they are important. I mean, they're probably not important to many people, but they are important specifically to what you do, because it adds clout in the industry, which is what you also look for, because you need it, because you do need it.
It's clout, isn't it? Like, not just in your own bubble, but in the outside bubble as well, which I enjoy.
And it's
nice to see everyone else as well, like, and to see what everyone else is doing, and you know, other people winning awards. And there was a lot more I noticed this year. I'm doing that thing again with my leg. There was a lot more young people.
Yeah.
Merged down feeling old, but there was a lot more young people there. You know, like, I seen a lot more faces I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Which is good. And it means that the industry is obviously attracting a younger generation, which is brilliant. And I think that's a lot to do with social media. I think social media's got a lot to answer for there, and that's a really good positive thing, because we need it. At the end of the day, you can't, the generation's going to stop, and if you don't have new ones coming in, then there's not going to be advice and people getting to understand things that they don't know unless they get it through an advisor. So it was nice to see a fresh new, what's it called, like, what they call it when the army intake, fresh new intake.
Yeah. Is it one of those things as well? Because I mean, that's actually on that point. There's a proper problem in the financial service industry in general. That's good that you see that, because there is less people are joining, or were joining. That sounds like it's changing, which is nice. But there was more people leaving and less people joining. That's been happening for a number of years, because now it's not as sexy as, and most people who join insurance and stuff, they're much older. They usually have had a career previously. They're like our age when we started, like in the late 20s, early 30s. They're not normally really young, because no one wakes up and goes, I want to be an insurance advisor.
That's your dream of doing.
Yeah, but then it's usually like ex-footballers, ex-people from different careers, mums, people who have, I think with insurance, you need you need some life experience, and you need some life experience in regards to, like, you need to make money. You need to need it more. I think like, I know, and if I'd done it when I was in my 20s, like early 20s, I would have just been like, oh yeah, I'll do one policy, that'd be fine. You know, whereas you need it to be like a bit like where your kids, family, and look at your team, they're like their mums and stuff. And it's like, yes, because they're hungry to feed their families and to build a life for their families. I think it's a similar thing when you get like athletes and footballers and stuff. Isn't Jordan a footballer?
Yeah, John's used to be a footballer. But the problem with the main thing I see, though, the problem with the industry is it's attracting the wrong type of people for the wrong reasons. So, yeah, it's very good. It's flexible. You can earn very good money. It's uncapped, like, depending on where you are. Like, the possibilities for your career growth is the limit. Like, the sky's the limit with this.
Mm.
But you want to be attracting people who actually who are passionate about giving advice. So, yeah, the lifestyle of an advisor is very attractive, would be very attractive to an 18, 19, 20-year-old, or someone who has done, I don't know, like semi-professional work and then stopped. But it's how long that's going to be. It's going to keep entertaining for, as in, are you doing it for the right reason? Are you giving the right advice? Are you only doing it because, like you say there, you can do one policy and think I'm not going to do it again, or you're not bothered if you give bad advice? I don't like the way it's been marketed as a pyramid scheme, as a let's get everyone in and you can do this, you can do that. I don't like that, because I just think that's not going to end well for the industry. I really don't. And I think what's going to happen is, it probably already is on some level, I don't know too much about it, but I think the FCA will start clamping down a lot more on how you need to be trained, should we say, like mortgage advisors need to do the CMAP to be able to do mortgages. I think that's coming soon because of how easy it is and accessible it is to become an advisor. So, like, you want a bit of a balance, don't you? Like, it was amazing seeing young people there, and like, you want a fresh intake of like views and personalities, but you want it for the right reasons, like, not because they're getting there to try and earn money and do it quickly and do it easily. I get asked all the time if I've got any positions going, and I could, if I wanted to, I could make my main aim recruitment. I could just ch- churn in loads of advisors, train them, get them out, being a protection parent. But I don't want that. I only want advisors who I know I can 100% trust, who are going to bring something good to the business and to the industry, bless you. Not just numbers and youth, bless you. Bloody hell.
They're so great over there. You're going to sack them at this point.
It was good to see like new faces. That just also concerns me a bit of like, you can go the other way too much as well, and there'd be far too much in the industry for the wrong reasons, not for the right reasons. Like,
and it makes, and it's hard then, because that is, and it's very, I think you're right, like with that, it can be very missold and not intentionally as well. A lot of the times it can be that you don't know. Like the stuff that I did, I was literally chatting to my friend yesterday about it. Like the stuff that I would have done when I first started, like when I was first started as an estate agent, compared to how I am now, like gone through being a broker, like I look back and go, I'm sure you do the same. You think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Like I can't believe, and because you only know when what you know at the time, but there's something about age that makes that or for the right reasons. If it's money, the problem with finances is if there's money, you can quite easily go, oh okay, yeah, sure, let's do that thing then.
No. And it's not like, it's like, it's how you're attracting. Like, obviously, everyone initially is attracted. I don't think there's many people who aren't attracted to the fact that you can earn good money in insurance. Mm. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's who's going to do it purely for the money and who's doing it because they're passionate about insurance and they want to give good advice. And, yeah, it's amazing that they get paid what they get paid. Like, we do get paid a hell of a lot of money. And I don't know, I just think the more that I get them recruited in a pyramid scheme, like influencer type way, isn't giving the industry a lot of credit for like the people who are doing the job properly and the people who are understanding what's available and researching the product, not just and sort your life insurance out or let me look at your cover and let me do, like, no, like you can't, it's not, you're not selling something that's like, you're not selling an item, are you? It's a service. Like, it's a service, it's a serviced item. Like, yeah, you are buying something. We are selling something. We're giving advice. At the end of the day, it's a product that we're selling, but it's like a service product. So it's something that you can't physically touch and get hold of. Like, I just think there needs to be a lot more precautions put in place, shall we say, when you're recruiting people. It shouldn't just be, come in, anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. No, anyone can't do it. Stop saying anyone can do it because they can't. You can't do that. That's not a good... What does that say about everyone in the industry? Anyone can do it? Right.
Well, they absolutely can't. It's a fact. It's incredibly hard. There's not many people who are good at selling insurance. Not many at all. It's a similar thing. You meet people in like these... Like anyone can do it, and then most of them will leave. I remember thinking, I was like, when I was an estate agent, I get annoyed with it because you'll be similar. You're in a similar thing, which is what the public think of you, which is insurance salesman is... You know, insurance sales is considered probably quite like bleh, which I remember being an estate agent and the same thing, like bleh. And it was like, actually, where I worked, my boss was an incredible estate, like, knew like a lawyer, like the level of information he knew. He'd done it for 45 years and he knew more than some sort of new surveyor who'd got a degree but thought they were smart. He was an incredible guy. But the difference, and I said to him, I remember saying that, I was like, seeing that is like the difference. The problem is with industries that don't have barriers to entry is that the difference between like a spotty faced 18-year-old kid that comes straight out of school and they literally got the driving license and they become an estate agent and they're sticking boards up. And then Tony Green, who was my boss, who was like in his 60s. There's a big difference, but they're both doing the same job. And it's exactly the same with you guys. It's like someone could go in there and go, yeah, anyone can do this. Anyone can do it. You technically do the exact same job as somebody who started to get tomorrow or yesterday.
And I've only been like, and that's why, like, obviously I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but obviously when I've only been in the industry a few years and I'm winning awards like that, that's what I mean. Like, that's why I like to go and I like to be there because you see, it reminds you that not everyone is doing what you do, and it makes it sort of all the graft and all the extra things you do that other people haven't done. It makes it realize that, oh yeah, it's actually worthwhile doing, because it does take a long time to be able to, I don't know, have that type of confidence to say you've got good advice and you trust what you say and you understand what you're telling your clients, but to be recognized outside of what you've done,
yeah,
like it means a lot. Like I was so happy with that award. I was over the moon.
It should be. I think it must be lovely as well to be around other people who, I always think it's lovely when you're surrounded by other people who are in a similar journey to you. So when you're going there, and the second year is going to feel way better than the first, because the first you'd be shitting yourself. And the second year now, you're not the nervous person. You're the new, you're back again, and people know you, and it'll be even nicer next year. So it will be they become kind of like your colleagues. They do. And then these people that you see, and it's like, who's going to win this year? Who's going to do what?
Yeah.
It's quite exciting.
I definitely need to get more involved in it. I said to one of the ladies there, like, I want to be more involved, but it's like, it's just been so mental. Like, eventually I will have time to do more of those types of things. But like, the last year has just been insane. So I can't, but I do want to be more involved because I enjoy learning. It's very lonely. I say it all the time. It's a very lonely business. It's nice to be able to learn from other people and see what other people are doing. So I do want to be more involved in it. Definitely.
Nice one. Any parting words for this episode you want to say?
Just for anyone who is starting out, who is fresh in the industry and is wanting to try and, you know, get to make it into a career, like, set out what you want to do and understand why you want to do it and just put your head down and get on with it. Like, it's not about anyone else around you or who's winning what. Like, they're in their own race. And I think sometimes when I first started, when I went my first awards and I didn't win, it really upset me and I like got really disheartened by it. And in reality, there's people who've been in the industry for 40, 50 years and haven't won a thing. So you need to just remember that you're running your own race, and when you cross the finish line you want to cross, then that's when it'll mean something, because it means something when you know you've got it because you've worked for it, not because people are just telling you to do it and you're doing it.
It's very true.